While a new report finds one in every three Americans is considered obese, New York appears on the lower end of U.S. average obesity numbers. Obesity rates in America have reached an all-time high, according to the 16th annual State of Obesity Report from the Trust for America's Health, a national nonprofit funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It shows nine states with adult obesity rates at or above 35% in 2018. Analysis by the Trust provides an annual snapshot of obesity rates nationwide. Healthy Capital District Initiative Executive Director Kevin Jobin Davis says being overweight or obese is the second leading cause of preventable death in the U.S.
It's also a major contributing factor to heart disease, stroke, cancer, asthma, arthritis, and a number of other conditions, including depression.
West Virginia and Mississippi lead the TFAH report on obesity rates among adults at 39.5%, up over 1% from the previous year. 27.6% of New York residents have obesity, as compared to the national obesity rate of 30.9%. Vermont was a tad lower at 27.5%. Connecticut followed at 27.4%. Massachusetts scored 25.7%. TFAH President and CEO John Auerbach says the survey found obesity levels are closely tied to socioeconomic conditions and that individuals with lower incomes are at higher risk.
If you're poorer, you're more likely to be overweight or obese. And that has to do with the availability within your community to buy healthful foods or to have a safe, easy location nearby to exercise. Schools in lower-income neighborhoods are often less likely to have the nutritional options that schools in well-resourced communities have.
Jobin Davis says an HCDI survey found a disparity in obesity along racial lines in the capital region.
38% of Black non-Hispanics are obese versus 28% of white non-Hispanics. To a lesser degree, low-income residents of the region are more obese, with about 3% more residents earning below $25,000 a year being obese.
Auerbach notes, aside from shortening one's life, obesity is tied to rising health care costs and potentially threatens national security, as per the Department of Defense.
Being overweight or obese is the most common reason that young adults are ineligible for military service. And even once you're in the military, the obesity rates are growing.
DOD figures show obesity rates in the Army, Air Force, and Marines doubled in less than a decade. The report calls for taxing sugary drinks, expanding SNAP and WIC nutrition support programs, and encouraging people to engage in physical activity. Colorado was the only state with an obesity rate of 23%, the lowest of all 50 states and D.C. The Trust for America's Health based its report in part on newly released data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.